This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
The Pride Centre is hosting NAIDOC Week 2023, the Voice Panel, this Friday, July the 7th, and Joy Media will be there to live stream it on our Facebook page. And the panel discussion will focus on the Voice to Parliament constitutional reform and the themes of self-determination and human rights in the context of contemporary Australia. Todd Fernando, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me, Warren. Good evening.
Todd, as the youngest commissioner appointed in Australia, where do you see the main challenges outside of Victoria on getting the yes vote of the Voice over the line? It seems Queensland is perhaps the slowest to understand the importance of the Voice to Parliament.
Look, I think right across the nation, what we're seeing is conversations emerge about truth-telling and about what has happened. And what we, I think, can gain from that experience is the slowness, I think, of communities to understand where we're at on that discussion. And certainly in places like Victoria, where we have had much more deeper discussions about history and about the truth of history, we see that not being translated nationally. Now, places like Queensland or others will be a much harder fight or a much more tense discussion because people and in communities have yet to be primed about, the true accounts of Australian history in the ways that I think are important to add to the discussion on the Voice and the Voice to Parliament.
Are you a pragmatist when it comes to the Voice, or are you pacing yourself for a big couple of months ahead?
Oh, look, I think what we're about to see is a really tense conversation between communities about what it is that we all believe when it comes to agency and self-determination. And I am hopeful that most Australians will get behind the cause of supporting what it is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are asking for. I think it's a very modest ask in comparison to a lot of things. And, you know, if we look at the gift that is the Uluru Statement from the Heart, it really just calls for a simple acknowledgement and recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Call for that in a permanent way, which is now being kind of positioned within the idea of a Voice.
At Joy and here on Joy Drive, we're very keen to support and encourage our diverse communities to engage with and understand the significance of the referendum and what a Voice to Parliament will mean. What are the key areas you feel we need to understand to the Yes Vote campaign?
Look, I think what the Voice to Parliament represents is that critical pathway towards acknowledging the distinct rights and cultures of First Nations people, but also ensuring that their meaningful participation in the decisions that affect their lives are heard in a way that we've never seen before. I think that part of the messaging needs to be about this idea that at the end of the day, it's a recognition that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been for many years now recommending really grassroots, localised strategies about what their communities are needing, but that has fallen on deaf ears or fallen off the radar when it comes to the actual decisions that are being made in powerful rooms across the country. And no doubt when we look at the way in which communities on the ground feel those decisions, we can see that it has not worked. These one-size-blanket-fits-all strategies that are often employed across the country from a federal standpoint don't work, because what needs to happen in Broome, for example, is going to look vastly different to what needs to happen in St Kilda. And a recognition of that allows us to build a better response to ensure that we can continue to work towards closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. The gap is only widening. If we look at all of the indicators indicators. We're barely on track to meet just two indicators, barely. And that tells us that we have severely failed in our ability to make any progress toward closing the gap for those communities who are so desperately needing real strategic responses required.
We're chatting with Todd Fernando, the Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities, about the panel at the Victorian Pride Centre, which is on this Friday, July 7. Todd, the discussion will feature yourself alongside Boonwara Senior Elder and academic Dr. Carolyn Briggs, AM, with human rights and legal expert and member of the LGBTIQ plus community, Professor Paula Gerber. What will they bring to the panel?
Yeah, there's also Sheena Watt, the local member for the Northern Metropolitan Region, joining us. And the three of them, I think, in their various fields will bring such a wealth of knowledge, experience and unique perspectives, which will guide the discussion. I think at the end of the day, the panel will, because of these combined expertise, help us navigate the complex issue, challenge our preconceptions, but also broaden our understanding of where it is that we've gone and what it is that we're doing. So it'll go through things like the historical context of Indigenous rights and recognition, a greater understanding of the Uluru Statement of the Heart. We'll talk about the intersections of LGBTIQ plus and Indigenous rights. And of course, the upcoming referendum and the path forward. But overall, I think it's going to be a very exciting discussion.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. So if you want to know more, head to pridecentre.org.au. It's pridecentre.org.au. Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Drive
today. No worries. And if you can't get tickets, it will be live streamed by Joy Media. So look out for that as well.
On our Facebook page. Thanks, Todd. There that is go. Todd Fernando, the Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.